will make time for conversation. Listening to this, Michigan's Pre-K for All roadmap has the ambitious goal of enrolling 75% of all four-year-olds in high-quality pre-K programs by 2027. That's going to add a lot of students to classrooms. Let's talk about this. Michigan, of course, already facing a workforce shortage in early childhood education, and this, along with the high rates of turnover, mental health issues, poor compensation, has left a field struggling to find qualified teachers. So we talk about it and get some action items. Erica Willard, Executive Director for the Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children, on the phone. Good morning to you, Erica.
Good morning.
Appreciate you. In the house, Dick Bulkowski, Executive Director of Steepletown Neighborhood Services, to discuss what supports, programming, and incentives are being, of course, offered to create these pathways. We'll talk about where to find more information to boot. Dick, good morning. Always a pleasure to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me here today.
Steepletown Neighborhood Services, what are you all about?
Primarily the workforce development. We work closely with West Michigan Works. Our target audience are young adults 18 to 24. But this apprenticeship training has really taken us, this early childhood educator apprenticeship training, working with adults 18 to 80.
Great. I want to start with you and then move to Erica. Recruiting and training more teachers. Let's talk about it from your world.
Yeah, Shelley, I want to answer that question by starting with the training component first. And that's primarily this apprenticeship model. I mean, it's proven, it's an approach that we do to train folks in pretty much any field. And there's two basic components to an apprenticeship. There's the related technical instruction or the coursework, so you understand the theory behind why we do what we do. But then there is the on-the-job training or on-the-job learning. And what is so significant about that piece is on day one, somebody's in the classroom working alongside somebody who is like a mentor to them, an experienced teacher, for which they're getting paid. And so that's important for the recruiting piece because a lot of the adults that we're connecting with, and we have over 50 apprentices currently actively working in different classrooms across Grand Rapids, Kent County, is that they can't afford to just step out of life and into this work. They need to an easier transition. And so if they're told or they know that they can actually, this is a job, on day one, they're getting paid for this training that they're involved with, it's easier for them to consider it and to actually do it. And that's so important.
Nice. Erica, bringing you in, talk about your organization and your thoughts in terms of recruiting and training, please.
Absolutely. We are the statewide affiliate of NAEYC, an early childhood professional membership organization who provides support and resources and connections, networking, professional development for the early childhood workforce specifically. Our members and our conference attendees, our professional development attendees are typically those that are working anywhere from with children birth through grade three. And, you know, we're doing a lot of work specifically around the recruiting and training issue that you spoke about and that Dick talked about related to the apprenticeship work. A lot of our work centers around scholarships and the funding to be able to support those folks who are working towards their credentials, training, degrees in the field and are looking to be able to step into some of those positions that are open across the state.
Thank you for that. Dick, I want to get into a specific question. In terms of retention, increasing compensation will be essential. Of course, this Pre-K for All promotes compensation parity, or actually promises compensation parity between Pre-K and K-12 teachers. Both public and private organizations will be eligible to offer this. What are the funding strategies being considered to meet this commitment?
Well, I want to speak first to that thought that both public and private organizations will be eligible to offer pre-K because just last week out of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, it's being recommended that they eliminate the requirement for intermediate school districts to partner with community-based childcare providers. And so that's a significant piece of legislation that's being considered. So on our website, we posted something. I have a letter here from Kevin Scotts, who's the president of Talent First here in West Michigan, significant. So there's a lot of folks in the business community who are definitely opposed to that because how can we increase the number of slots, seats for kiddos in our community in the state if we're going to eliminate that partnership with community-based organizations? Steepletown, we manage the Early Learning Center. We have 64 kiddos over in that building. We do extremely good work, very much neighborhood focused. And so you have to have that strong connection with community-based organizations. So hopefully that is not approved. That whole compensation piece, just let me say that the Early Childhood Investment Corporation at the state level have an a spinoff, their advocacy arm. It's called Think Babies. They are doing some tremendous work in that space. Just last week, they had a conversation. They brought in somebody from the state of Illinois and from Washington, D.C. Those two, well, the state and the district are doing some amazing things in terms of compensation and supporting their workforce. We did a couple years ago here in the state with some additional, those ARPA funds, the stabilization grant, provided bonuses for teachers three different times throughout the year. How do we institutionalize that type of compensation? Again, do it up front. Let's not just always have to pay off bonuses. Let's incentivize people to really want to step into this workforce and stay. There are a lot of conversations happening, and even in the governor's budget, it's recommending a 7% increase over last year for those in Great Start Readiness Program. Mm-hmm. So again, making the right move can do more to get to that parity, but definitely in the right direction.
Yes. Erica, I'm going to be blunt. Why should someone consider the field of early childhood education, and who would make a good candidate?
I think anyone who is interested in, you know, the brain science and the growth development of children during those most critical years of birth through, you know, those pre-kindergarten years when their brains are developing, and have that strong passion for wanting to help children grow and develop during those years would make a good candidate. Someone who's interested in furthering their own professional development to make sure they understand that brain science and the developmentally appropriate practices and studying that to make sure that they're, you know, providing the best education and care for children during their most critical years. So I think anyone who has that type of interest and passion for working with children and families during that time of their life, I think would be a great candidate in wanting to further their own professional development to be part of the field.
Same question to you, Dick.
Yeah, so this work is so important to the educational journey of our kiddos, right? Mm-hmm. So much brain research, the science around learning and development talks about the significance of what kids are exposed to and the relationships and the learning that happens between ages 0 to 5. So people who really want to embrace change in our community, this is a great place to do that. Those are the individuals who have a heart for our community. This is where you can really make a meaningful difference. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Obviously, I'm going to ask for resources, but Erica, I want to talk to you. Expanding the pre-K workforce could impact the supply of infant toddler teachers, further exacerbating the capacity issues they're already experiencing. What supports would you say are being considered to strengthen this infant toddler program?
Sure. So I know as part of the governor's pre-K for all roadmap, there is definitely a recommendation there that's focused on connecting the pre-K for all to the early learning system. So making sure to avoid negatively impact that infant and toddler care while expanding pre-K for all, fostering those partnerships with education services, like Dick talked about, the community-based organizations. We're also partnering with many of our other advocate groups, like he talked about, Think Babies, to make sure that recommendation coming out of the House budget is not, you know, passed in the current form. And I know that there have been some pilots that have been tested with some ARPA funding that's around infant toddler grants that are specific to that. Some of the programs that we are offering for professional development for the early care and education workforce have some specific set-asides to support infant and toddler teachers that are working in classrooms towards their credentials and degrees. And a component of the scholarships and the supports that we offer also have that compensation piece included. So there's a requirement, a partnership requirement for an increase in compensation, either to their actual salary or as a bonus component as well. So that's built into some of the programs that we have as well for supporting infant and toddler workforces in general.
Talking all things, of course, By Leaps and Bounds, a series presented by WGVU. And, of course, our guests, the Early Childhood Career Pathways, our topic today. Dick, expand on this and final thoughts. Obviously, I'm going to need to know where to go when it comes to your Steepletown Neighborhood Services.
A couple quick thoughts.
lots, Shelley. Thanks. Our website has some good information, and especially our social media. We're going to have some very new posts and some interviews with some of our apprentices, and they're all less than a minute. So some great testimonials to why this work is so significant and purposeful in our community. Lastly, I want to say, why have they made 2 remakes of Willy Wonka? Adults love that movie, right?
Yes.
And especially that song, Pure Imagination. And so one of the lines for the, if you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. So Gandhi said, become the change you want in the world. So I've jumped in both feet. I'm part of the West Michigan Teacher Collaborative. This week we started the teaching certification master's level here at Grand Valley. And next year I plan to be in a classroom as a lead teacher. I'll be starting this fall as a GSRP associate with Grand Arts Public Schools. All to say, people say, Dick, really? You're leaving Steepletown? It's like, yes, but I'm not leaving the community nor this work. In fact, I've fallen in love with early childhood education. I've really embraced the significance. And, you know, it's kind of like my quasi-retirement. You know, I don't need to, like, go home, sit on the couch, and go to Florida for 3 months. This is important work, and we're going to do it. And I invite anybody else in the community. That's why Ernestine would have been here. She's 70, wow. Just finished her child development associate's credential. She was an apprentice finishing up.
I think we've spoken with her
before. She was here before. So I'll just say that, folks, look, this is such significant work. So if we're going to fill these classrooms, we need teachers. And there's many opportunities. So consider it. And this apprenticeship training model will support you on day one.
Man, your passion evident. Steepletown Neighborhood Services, one more time, how do we find out more information?
Steepletown.org, and we're all there.
As easy as that. Yes. Let me ask you, Erica, for your final thoughts and resources, please. You, Erica Willard, Executive Director, Michigan Association for the Education of Young Children.
Yes, thanks so much for having us today. You can find out more information from our website at miaeyc.org. And in there's a lot of different resources available to support the early childhood workforce from a systems level, for all the way from our new directors networks that we've created recently, as well as Early Foundations Program, which is for those staff who are brand new to the field, getting some of that basic training available. We also have a job board on our website. Lots of support for CDA attainments and supporting professional development specialists. We're happy to connect with anyone who's interested in the field and kind of support and walk you through some of the options that are available. There's a career directory on our website that's super helpful in a lot of different options that are available, both in the classroom and from some of those support level positions that are also opportunities in the field. So, yeah, we're happy to help and definitely encourage anyone who has a passion and an interest in supporting and, caring for and educating our next generation. We're happy to be there and support them.
That's what it's all about, the next generation. All right. Thank you, Erica and Dick, for your comradeship and working with our future. Take care.